This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor, New World Report, with my colleagues Alejandro Pina Esclusa and Ernesto Araújo. Ernesto, there's trouble in Brazil. Reuters, Brazil's Bolsonaro and his coalition adrift as trial verdict nears, according to Mr. Bolsonaro's allies. Subhead, as Brazil's Supreme Court prepares for closing arguments in the trial of former President Jair Bolsonaro over an alleged coup plot, the former army captain and his political coalition show signs of unraveling. Your comment on this trial, what is it that Lula da Silva and his allies in the Supreme Court hope to achieve? Because Mr. Bolsonaro is more popular than ever. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, before President Trump started to move regarding South America, everything was ready for a big theater where Bolsonaro would be sentenced for a long term in prison for attempted coup and many of his allies. This would totally destroy the anti-system right in Brazil and would totally consolidate power in the hands of the people who have been managing Brazil for some time now. By the way, in association with each day more and more with China. But whatever you call them, more to the right or more to the left wing, everyone is in part of the same system, except for Bolsonaro and the people who are around Bolsonaro and other forces, small forces that are against the system. But everything was ready. When President Trump started to talk about Bolsonaro and say, well, he's being wrongly persecuted, when he established the Magnitsky sanctions against the key person in the Supreme Court, who's de Moraes, and tariffs, very high tariffs on Brazilian trade, linking them explicitly to the persecution against Bolsonaro and conservatives in Brazil. This was a game changer. Now they have organized opposition from a superpower who, by the way, is sending ships very close to Brazil. I don't think they will come to that in Brazil. But the fact is, everyone is afraid of Trump. There's all sorts of linkage between the Brazilian economy and the elite with the United States. Of course, there's more trade to do with China. But in terms of interconnections and in business, there's a lot with the United States. And those people have business and property in the U.S. They don't want to lose that. So now they are, they are trying to push ahead, everything indicates that, with Bolsonaro's imprisonment in order to defy Trump. Because if they go backwards now, if they backtrack, this would signal a weakness for the whole world and for Brazilians. So the system, they're pushing ahead and doubling the ante. And they're going to Bolsonaro is arrested, and now what is Trump is going to do? It wouldn't. The sort of operation in Venezuela, which I hope succeeds in Venezuela, because Venezuelan people support it, this wouldn't work with Brazil. Brazil is larger. A huge majority of Brazilians would support, I think, anything that helped them get rid of the regime. But the regime is much more solid than Maduro's. So it's a different situation. So and President Bolsonaro became just a piece of that game. He's being thrown from here to there, from a partial house prison to full house prison, and probably to a jail soon. Why? Because the whole power system, they decided they want to get rid of anything in the Brazilian political scenario that can jeopardize their power. They will say, okay, President Trump wants to do this or that, but he'll have to come to us, and it will be much more difficult than in Venezuela. I think, unfortunately, this will come to not to a military, but to a much more serious confrontation. Why? Because it's only because it's a left-wing government in Brazil, and because they are doing lawfare against Bolsonaro. Because they have shown that they have links with all sorts of links with the enemies of freedom, not the enemies of America, the enemies of freedom in the world, China, Russia, Iran, and organized crime. So Are they going? They have strong allies at home and abroad, and they. I think they're bringing this to a final conclusion, to a final showdown, to see how far Trump would go. And their expectations that the United States, Trump would not go that far. Would try to influence Venezuela or Bolivia, but Brazil, he would not go that far. So Brazilians have to take things in their hands, right? The system will not change only because of external pressure, but I think Brazilians are also waking up and they're feeling that President Trump is in the same line, but they need to organize themselves.
Alejandro, checking, what are you watching for with that flotilla somewhere between the Caribbean and the coast of Venezuela? What will tell you that something has changed?
Well, there are things happening already, John. There is discussions inside the armed forces in Venezuela and inside the government party, because they understand, as all of us do, that Trump is not joking, he's not playing, he's serious, and he will not just leave things like that. If he's sending that kind of a military power, he won't stop it unless he obtains some results. So they're really discussing what are they going to do. And already there are some people giving their backs to Maduro. There's this former minister, Elias Hawa, who went into hiding because he was found talking to the United States in order to hand Maduro to the United States. So he's now into hiding. I don't know if he's still in the country. But these kind of things are happening more and more, also inside the military. So just the pressure, without launching a single missile or sending a helicopter or a plane fighter, that's enough to create a condition of change.
Alejandro Pena Esclusa, Venezuelan writer and commentator. He's in Europe. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Two big economies in turmoil for the Western world. This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,